السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وزير مفتي صاحب. إن شاء الله let's continue with the question and answer session. مفتي صاحب, is it permissible to do safa and sai on a wheelchair if my foot is injured?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today there is a big problem in the Haramain Sharifain. It's not only problem with the moon Sami is there. So today they want to make Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara like a holiday resort, you see. So you will find thousands of wheelchairs, thousands of golf carts and so forth. You find people, youngsters, some elderly, but they don't have any excuse. If they can go to the shop, to the supermarket, there's a special there, they will be in the first serve by Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota, bin Dawood, we call Dawood Mota. So then you see there's nothing injured there. So if you, my brother or sister, you can walk, you can go here and there and so forth, then for you to use the wheelchair, not permissible, nor for tawaf, nor for sa'i. But if really you are injured and you can't walk, you are in excruciating pain and so forth, then for your sa'i, it seems like tawaf you can manage, then if you are using the wheelchair, it will be permissible, but you need to be honest to yourself. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa abisa radiallahu anhu hadith in Musnad Ahmad, istafti nafsak, istafti qalbak, ask your inner conscience, ask your heart, then your heart will tell you what to do and so forth. So if it is really a very, very bad injury and you cannot walk at all, then we will tell you use the wheelchair, it's fine. But if you can walk, then walk slowly, slowly, and do it, and don't look for loopholes and shortcuts.
Mufti Sahab, my brother wants to name his child either Zakaria or Isa. Which does Mufti Sahab advise?
Remember, both Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, إنكم تدعون يوم القيامة بأسمائكم وأسماء آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. Tomorrow on the day of justice you will be called by your name and your biological father's name, not adopted father and stepfather and foster father and so forth, biological father, even if he's non-Muslim, you will be called by his name. Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. So Ikrimah is a Sahabi, but his father is Abu Jahl, so like that. So you will be called by your name and your father's name, biological father. So then what must you do? For أَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ, choose good name. So Isa alayhi salatu salam, he is the great mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Zakaria, the great Nabi of Almighty Allah. So both are good names. And if you're asking me for my personal preference, so I will prefer Isa alayhi salam, because Nabi Isa alayhi salam's rank status is much higher compared to him, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, tilka rusulu fadbalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Isa, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name, ismagrami, honorable name, mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, 98 verses. And you see, Isa means to be in fair in complexion. But you and your wife should discuss it, whatever you'll agree on. You just asked me for my opinion, so I gave my opinion. Otherwise, you want to keep both names, Zakaria and Isa. So all is fine, I was dying in their spirit. So we got one burki there. They know this burki. So this couple, mashallah, they married many years, and now they have children, so now they adopted. So now the child they got is a white child, a bur child, you see, white child, white. So I call him Burki. You see that? So what is Burki's name? So Burki's name is Isa. Adam, Isa, Muhammad. Adam, Isa, Muhammad surname. So they took Adam also and they took Isa also, and both names are 25 times in the Quran. Inna matala Isa, inna laika matali Adam. So subhanallah, if you want, you can do that also. You say Zakaria, Isa, because Zakaria came first and then Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So it's all up to you, you and your wife, that you discuss it, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if a person has no sheikh, what would Mufti Sahab advise and what mamulat can one adopt daily?
Story time. Now 3 days ago, 2 days ago, one lady sent me a WhatsApp message and she said, Mufti Sahab, I want to become your murida and so forth. Please tell me what must I do. So I told him, here, only got one murid, one man, one vote. My one murid is my wife. I don't get involved in all these things here. To get busy with a woman, and that leads to a lot of damal and problems, you see. First they get murid, murida, then they start proposing to them, and then second wife, third wife, and then the zigzag business. So I'm not in this field yet. Please, you stay away from me, and I don't want all these things there. So you must remember, if you don't have a sheikh, then you just practice what you learn from your teachers and elders and so forth. So what must you do? That every day read Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin, and so forth. And second one, you must remember that read 40 durood, as much durood sharif, make abundant istighfar. The key is this, ahabbul a'mali ilallah adwamuha wa intalla. That by Almighty Allah, the most beloved action is the one that is done consistently, although the quantity is little, but it's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So let me share a secret with you. I understood for myself past 30, 40 years, I can't remember. So every morning I read Surah Yasin with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Thereafter I read, you must remember, the Asma'ullah al-Husna, 99 names of Allah. Thereafter the Manzil, you must remember that. Ayat Munjiyat, you know, the ayat where Allah Ta'ala speaks, He will protect and save us, the 7 ayats like that. And thereafter the 40 Durood Sharif ended, so Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marfadahu. And thereafter, Munajat Maqbool. So this is daily, Hazaran wa Safaran. Whether we're traveling, like now I'm traveling, so now yeah, Kamatipur, before that Malalat, before that Babatan, before that Nafri. So Alhamdulillah, we still read it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu abda hadith Bukhari Sharif. He, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu, went for a khadim. You see, khadima. Someone to have Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that you must read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after Salat, before sleeping always. It was a battle of Siffin, it was a battle of Jamal. This side is Sayyidina Ali, the other side is Amir Muawiyah. This side is Sayyidina Ali, the other side is Ubayd bin Awam. And you must remember Talha radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali says, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, even the days of the battle, I never forgot to read this tasbih. I read it even those days. That is what you call mudawama, to go and do things consistently. So me and you, one day we will do, and 3 days we don't do. You see, that is not good. We must do consistently, even though it's little bit like that. So that is the key, and inshallah, the ma'amulat we do, our routine must be done in the light of Quran, Sharif, and Sunnah, and consistency is the key for foes and for success. Inshallah, what we say foes, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, the supreme success. And remember that we will say that that is, you must remember a person, that what he should do, that whether he's traveling or at home, make a specific time, and dedicate that time to your ma'amulat, your normal routine, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can I query if a woman's experiencing haze entering a masjid?
So remember, for a lady, according to all 4 schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, it's totally haram for her to enter a masjid. So you can't just make a claim without a dalil. So I give you all the details. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they announced on a Saturday that we're leaving now for Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. Whilst Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, prior to the migration to Medina, then the Master alayhi wa sallam performed 2 Hajj with the people. There's nothing voluntary. And after Hajj became compulsory, then Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 1 Hajj only, and that was in the 10th year of the Hijrah. These are the details. On the 25th of Zulqa'dah, Saturday, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs the whole Salat day in Medina, Masjid Nabawi, and then the journey started. But nothing to do with Ihram and all that as yet, in normal clothes. From there they went to Zul Hudaifa, that is the Miqat. Nowadays the people even forgot the original name, Zul Hulaifa, and they call it Bir Ali Abar Ali. Bir Ali Abar Ali got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Bir Ali Abar Ali got to do with Ali Dinari. If anyone here among you come from Sudan, then you should know this. It is a great distinction for you. 107, 108 years ago, Ali Dafuri, not Dinari, Ali Dafuri. So Ali Dafuri from Darfur, Sudan, he came and he saw the paucity, shortage of water there in Zul Hulaifa. And mashallah, they dug up wells and they made boreholes. And the people got elated, delighted. They even changed the name from Zul Hulaifa, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. All. So the Master alayhi salam came there Saturday night and they rested there everything. Thousands of Sahaba, the news spread like wildfire. They met the Master alayhi salam. Then the Master alayhi salam told them, they in Zul Hulaifa, in Bir Ali. Now you got three choices. You want to make ihram for umrah only, tamattu hajj, fine. You want to make umrah intention for hajj only, ifrat, fine. You want to combine both umrah and hajj, qiran, so fine. So it's up to you what you want to do. And then that Sunday after zuhur, everybody made intention and then labbaik allahumma labbaik, and then the journey started for hajjatul wida, the memorable journey. Lo and behold, when they were coming towards Makkah, the place Sharif, where Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried, so there As-Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, our honorable mother, her menses, her haiz, her nafati started. She made intention of Umrah only. So now the Sunday they entered. They left on a Saturday and Sunday they entered. Fourth of Dhul Hijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, I got menses, okay, wait. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, now they're going to Mina. Now what, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, make faskul umrat ilal hajj, cancel your umrah and perform ifrad hajj. So that's what she did. Now she performed hajj only. Hajj came, finished all that. Now the night of the 14th, she came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and she was crying. Why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the wives made umrah and hajj, I only perform hajj. Okay, fine, it's the night of the 14th. And you know where this incident is taking place. If you'll know Makkah and surroundings properly, then if you go towards Aziziya, you will find a Bin Dawood there, the big supermarket. It's called the Bin Dawood Shisha branch. So that area there is called Abtah. Not exactly there, but in that location. So there this incident is taking place. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, oh Siddiqa, you go with your brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anha, go make Umrah. Go to Masjid Aisha Tan'im, and therefore it's called Masjid Aisha. And then she made Umrah with the brother. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah from this incident deduced and said, if after Hajj you perform Umrah, then you don't have to perform Tawaful Wida. This will incorporate the Umrah and Tawaful Wida. So she never entered. Why she didn't enter? Because she got menses. So you must remember, we reject any sheikh, any Maulana, Mufti, whoever it is, who says a lady can enter the Haram Sharif in Makkah, or Medina, or Aqsa, or any masjid in the state of menses, totally haram, it is not permissible, according to all postings.
Mufti Sahib, if Quran is being played in a home, is it permissible for a woman not to wear a scarf in the confinement of a home?
Remember, you, my mothers and sisters, should remember 3-4 things. There are some of you, you say you're moving into a new house, and a new shop, a new premises. Now you don't read anything, you just put the CD on or you put some gadget on, and that is not what the Quran Sharif and Sunnah is teaching us. The hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. He Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra'a Surat al-Baqarah. You must read Surah Baqarah. Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, the longest surah in the noble Quran. Chapter 286 verses. So you must read it. Why? فَإِنَّ أَخَذَهَا بَرَكَةً it will bring barakah and blessings there for you. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا, you don't read it, it will bring afsos, regret, remorse for you. And today you buy a new car, you move in a new house, new shop, new warehouse, new factory. People will make mashallah, mashallah, subhanallah. But many of them, their hearts are burning with jealousy and envy. So therefore, you know the ummah today, this nifaq and hypocrisy is rife and rampant. So they are burning. So wala yastati'uha al-batala, the evil forces cannot overpower it. So therefore, read Surah Baqarah abundantly for protection for yourself, for your family. Now you alone at home, there's no strange man, nothing. So if you don't wear scarf and all that, it's permissible, never mind the Quran Sharif is playing and so forth. But adab and adab is better that you wear it. You know Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's mother, her name Umayma, she embraced Islam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira was outside. She was so elated, delighted, she read the kalima in front of her beloved son. He ran to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he opened Muslim Sharif and read, all the riwayat. You will say, I forgot to wear my timar, I forgot to wear my scarf and burqa or whatever. So you see, so it was normal. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, once she didn't have a scarf on, Jibreel alayhi salam said, I can't enter the house. So open Sirat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, it's from the adab that although there's nobody in the house, but the lady should wear the scarf, it's better, but not compulsory.
Mufti Sahab, what can one read for kids who cry all the time?
So children mean to cry. فَلْيَضْحَقُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا. So the Quran Sharif say that you should be laughing less and crying lot. For me and you, we should be crying lot for our sins. وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَتِيَتِكَ. Nabi alayhi salam said, cry because of your sins and guna and vices you committed. Authentic hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. And the children cry. So remember that. So what must you do as a mother, as a father, and so forth? So read Surah Fatiha 7 times, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Read the whole Surah Fatiha and blow on the child. Abu Sayyid Qudsi's hadith. Second one, read Surah 46, verse 15. Surah 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15, the beginning of the 26 Jews, the 26 Sufara. The ayat is long, ayat 15, 1-5 is long. So there you will find the mother, these words. Learn these words. Say, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, bring about reform, bring about piety, bring about goodness in my children, in my progeny. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Read that, and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Dawu maradakum bi sadaqah. Give out every day charity for the people who are sick and so forth. We sick ourselves. If we're not sick, you understand, zahira, outwardly, we sick inwardly. We got pride, we got jealousy, we got hubbul mal, we love so much money, hubbul dunya, we love the dunya so much, and we trample upon the sharia. So that is also a sickness. So give out charity and ask Allah for shifa, zahiran wa batina, externally also and bodily also, internally also, spiritually also. So the hadith in the marasil of Abu Dawood, so for your children also give out charity daily, not only sadaqatul fitr and zakatul fitr. Ya Allah, protect us, protect my children and so forth. So then the baby will stop crying and will become qurrata ayun, the coolness of your eyes, inshallah.
Isab, what happens if a person completely forgot to pay his sadaqatul fitr and Eid salat is over?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered that question already 1400 years ago. The hadith I quoted in the starting, everybody should pay their fitra and so forth. So what Nabi alayhi salam said, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الْإِيدِ فَيَّا زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولًا. Whoever pays the zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr now, today, before each salat, then you will receive the maximum, optimum reward. You forgot or whatever, وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ salat. So you gave it out after the Eid salat, then it becomes فَيَّا صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ. It just becomes like a voluntary, nafil charity. meaning you will, it will be valid, but the purpose, objective has been already must, and the occasion must, and therefore your reward will be minimum reward. And when you give it today, now you will get maximum reward. So all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we beg you, we remind you, please, please pay your fitrah, zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr today and give it to poor Muslims only. Last question,
Mufti Sahab, I went for Umrah, eat day and only fasted 28 fasts. Do I need to keep one more fast when I'm back in South Africa?
It's not necessary, you have to wait for South Africa. So if you are there in Makkah, Medina today, and you're making Eid there, so obviously you're going to make Eid there. Then your flight is only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, for example. So now, tomorrow, you can keep the qaza fast day in Makkah, Medina. So tomorrow is Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But you don't want to, then come and keep in South Africa. But if you keep it there, the reward will be more. So it's not necessary you must keep it in South Africa. If you are there and your flight is after 2, 3, 4 days, so then mashallah, keep the fast there. And if you don't want to, then you keep it in South Africa. But all of you who have kept 28 fasts because you went halfway there to Makkah, Medina, it's forced and compulsory upon you to keep one qaza fast from tomorrow onwards. If you celebrated Eid today, Allah Jalla wa'ala accept everybody's good deeds. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. And the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. So that is our dua. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.